Work. We will try to take you now to the parade route in downtown St. Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, what we've got on radio today is a few of the highlights from the St. Paul Winter Carnival Parade. Some floats and the like, but you don't normally see during the television coverage because this is where they oftentimes break for the commercial.
That's right. Oh, look, here comes a beauty of an entry. This particular float is a large swimming pool. Now, it's being pulled through the parade. Would you look at the teenagers splashing about and having so much fun?
That looks like a good time. Where is this particular entry from, Mike?
Well, this is from the 4th of July Festival, the Hastings Pool Party Days float. And by the way, the man who sponsors the festival is going to pull his unit out of the parade because they have a water.
Oh, I see.
Did you pass me those binoculars, Mike?
Eleanor, can you give us an idea here of what's next in the parade now for our coverage?
John and Mike, the parade seems to have come to a complete stop. For a carnival parade favorite, let's listen together.
That's one of my favorites.
That's right. You guessed it. That's the award-winning Richfield Crosstown Highway Festival float.
That would explain the huge delay.
This year it's co-sponsored by Metro Traffic Control.
Oh, hey, look. Here comes my particular favorite float from another popular local celebration, brightly decorated and festooned with flowers.
I like to say festooned. They always say that in parade coverage.
Let's pause just to listen for just one brief moment to this next entry here. Oh, yes, indeed. That, of course, the Hopkins Raspberry Festival float. What's coming up next, Mike?
Well, John, as you know, last year's Vikings float was out of control during much of the parade.
Oh, yes, I remember. Everybody pulling from different sides. I remember when Floyd Peters fell off the float.
No, John, I believe Jerry Burns pushed him.
Well, anyway, where are they this year, Mike?
Well, it seems as though there are four entries, including the Vikings, the Twins, and the North Stars, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. They were all kind of bunched up in the middle, but now they're kind of fighting for last place in the parade.
And there you have it, what you might have missed during the television coverage of the St. Paul Winter Carnival Parade Float Exposé. It's 6:44 with today's best music, 99.5 WLOL.